听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and we thank you again for joining us here. Today, we have a lesson about the Jonas Brothers. They are pop music's hottest boy band. Everyone likes to learn more about famous people, right? So for the next 3 days, we thought we'd bring you a little closer into the lives of these three very talented young men. Let's preview the idiom, take something in stride. We'll see it in today's reading. Here's the example sentence. Lori seemed to take the bad news in stride and went ahead with her plans for the day. Okay, friends, now let's turn to page 16. As we begin the reading, let's learn about the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers, a look at the lives of pop music's hottest boy band. Swooning females, screaming crowds, and sellout concerts keep life exciting for the Jonas Brothers these days. Yet Kevin, 21, Joe, 19, and Nick, 16, seem to take their newfound fame in stride. A band of brothers. Though they've been famous for less than 3 years, the brothers have been performing for much longer. In fact, as little boys, they frequently gave concerts for their parents in the family basement. Before becoming the famous band they are today, each boy had already achieved individual success.
Hi everyone, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip.
And today we're talking about a very popular band right now. This band is called...
The Jonas Brothers.
That's right, the Jonas Brothers. Now we're talking about a group of boys, and our article calls them a boy band. Why is that, Chip?
Well, a boy band is a group of boys who produce music. You might recognize the names like New Kids on the Block or maybe Backstreet Boys. Those were some boy bands of the past. And this is the newest boy band that's really hitting the popular music scene.
That's right. And they are very hot. And here we're talking about hot. We mean that they are very popular right now. Many people are interested in them. So let's jump right into our text and see how our author describes these men.
Our article starts out by saying that swooning females, screaming crowds, and sellout concerts keep life exciting for these Jonas Brothers. And that first word, swooning females, that's a unique phrase there. What does that mean, Esther?
That's right. Well, this word swoon means to be so excited that you don't really know how to react. For example, at a pop concert, or maybe when you see your favorite movie star, many females, they might swoon over their favorite movie stars because they are so excited that maybe they will faint or maybe they will just fall down. So many females are very interested in these men, these three guys. And also, our article says that screaming crowds. So the crowds love them. They are screaming at them because they like them. And also, sell out concerts. So in these concerts, all the tickets have been sold. No more seats are available.
Yeah, that's right. They're sell out. So apparently, these Jonas Brothers are pretty popular. And we might say that they're hot, like the deck says, because they're talented and they're very popular, And maybe they're also a little bit good-looking to the females. Is that probably true?
That's right. Well, if you say someone is hot, often it means that you think they are very good-looking. Well, how old are these three guys, Chip?
Well, it looks like the Jonas Brothers are three ages. Kevin is 21 years old, Joe is 19, and Nick is 16. And the article says that they seem to take their newfound fame in stride. There's some words there, or a phrase there, that we probably need to explain. It's a word bank phrase. First of all, the word newfound simply means it's new. It's their new fame. They found it, and now they have it. And that phrase, to take something in stride, what does that mean, Esther?
If you take something in stride, that means that you are not upset or annoyed by something. You handle it very well. Well, let's continue. Even though the Jonas Brothers have been only famous for less than 3 years, but actually, they have been already singing together for a long time. Why is that, Chip?
Well, our article says, though they've been famous for less than 3 years, the brothers have been performing much longer in their parents' basement, as they frequently gave little concerts to their parents.
That's right. So they're a band of brothers. So not only are they a band, like in music we talk about having a band or a group that performs, but they are brothers. They are three boys. Actually, they have four brothers in their home. But the three of them, they have been performing for their parents for a long time in their own home, in their basement.
And the article says that even before they came to be known as the Jonas Brothers, this band, they actually experienced some individual success. Each boy had some moments in the spotlight, we might say.
So remember, Jonas Brothers consists of three boys, or three young men. Kevin is 21, Joe is 19, and Nick is only 16. But even before they became a famous band, each one of them, individually, they were already successful. They did very well, either in singing or in acting.
That's right. So Nick, Joe, and Kevin were all individually successful, or beginning to have some individual fame before they became known as the Jonas Brothers. We're going to take a break and talk to Ruth, who's in Montana, in the United States. She's an English teacher with ORTV, Studio Classroom, and let's hear what she has to say.
I like the Jonas Brothers because they're cute and their music is really good.
And I like them because they're Christians and they're cute.
I like the song Love Bug because it's one of the new ones and they did a really good job on it.
I like SOS because Nick wrote it and it only took 10 minutes for him to write it.
My favorite Jonas Brother is Joe because he's cute and he's the lead singer and he is the funny one and his nickname's Danger.
And Kevin plays the guitar and he collects them too.
Joe plays the keyboard and the tambourine.
Nick plays the drums, piano, and the guitar.
We really like the Jonas Brothers.
We hope you do too.
Yeah!
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken. With me in the chat room today is Vicky. Hi Vicky.
Hi Ken. Hi everyone. It's great to be back in the chat room.
So, what do you think of the Jonas Brothers?
Well, you know, Ken, I never knew that the Jonas Brothers gave concerts for their parents in the family basement.
Yeah, that's really hard to imagine. Who would sit around in a basement and listen to music? It's so dark, dirty, and damp.
Ken, what I really meant was I was surprised that they started out from their family basement. But in America, it's perfectly normal for people to hang out comfortably in the basement. You must be thinking of a cellar.
A cellar, what's the difference?
Well, a cellar is a type of basement primarily used for the storage of food and drink. A cellar is often used to store wine, in which case it would be called a wine cellar.
Oh, so how comfortable are basements in America?
Well, they can be pretty comfortable if they are finished.
Finished?
That's right. A finished basement is one that has been remodeled or built for people to live in. Frequently, a finished basement is used as a recreation room or living room, even a guest bedroom or teenager's room complete with bathroom.
What if a basement is unfinished?
Well, occasionally a part of the basement is unfinished, and it's used for storage or maybe a workshop or even a laundry room.
I see. Basement 是地下室，我们对地下室一般的观念都是一个阴暗、潮湿、肮脏的地方。但是在美国，若是你的地下室是一个 finished basement， 也就是一个完工的或是装潢过的地下室，那就有可能是一个舒适、干净的生活空间。一个 finished basement 里头有可能有一间起居室、客房、卫浴设备。Unfinished basement, 没有装潢的地下室也可以拿来当做洗衣间或是workshop, 工作间。Cellar 是地窖，地窖的用途是储藏酒或者是食物。储藏酒的地窖叫做 wine cellar, 酒窖。
Okay, everyone, it's time for Studio Classroom to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Well, we're learning more about pop music's hottest boy band, the Jonas Brothers. They love to perform and have been performing much longer than the 3 years they've been famous. It's obvious they love to entertain others, but let's look into why these guys are different from other music stars. Before we do that,Let's preview a few more key words to get us started with this section. The first word is Broadway. When we visit New York next month, let's go to a Broadway play. Fast track. The singer's career has been on the fast track since she appeared with Miley Cyrus. And the next word is conventional. The wedding wasn't very conventional because the couple got married on the beach.All right, now we can continue with today's reading. We're on page 16.
The Jonas Brothers. Nick had appeared in 4 Broadway plays. Joe had also performed on stage, and Kevin had done commercials. But it wasn't until the 3 brothers signed with Hollywood Records in 2006...that their careers hit the fast track. Today, they have numerous hit songs, a White House performance, a sold-out European tour, and a TV movie under their belts. They've even starred in their own Disney reality show called The Jonas Brothers, Living the Dream. But, unlike many well-known pop stars, this group is not your conventional boy band.
Well, we've been talking about the Jonas Brothers, and we mentioned how each one of them individually have been very successful even before they got together to become a band.
That's right, and Nick, the youngest, had appeared in 4 Broadway plays. Now, a Broadway play, actually, Broadway is one of our word bank words, and literally, Broadway is a famous street in New York City.It runs through Manhattan there in New York. And on that street, Broadway is famous for the plays or the theater productions that take place there.
So the 4 Broadway plays that Nick has done are Les Miserables, Beauty and the Beast, A Christmas Carol, and Annie Get Your Gun. Maybe you are familiar with one or all of these plays.
And it sounds like Joe...the middle child was also involved in some on-stage productions. Sounds like he probably also acted in some plays. And then Kevin, the oldest brother, had also done some commercials, some advertisements, probably on TV.
That's right. But they haven't been famous for that long because it was only when they made a contract or signed with Hollywood Records in 2006 that they began to get very famous. Or our author says that their careers hit the fast track. Now, Chip, can you explain to us what this means?
Well, there's a couple words there that probably need explaining. First of all, when something hits the fast track, it doesn't really mean hit as in, you know, hitting with your fist or with your hand. It means getting onto the fast track. Sometimes we use the phrase, I need to hit the road, which means I need to leave or I need to get on the road and leave. So here, their careers are getting on the fast track. What is the fast track?
Well, the fast track here means a way that you have gone that you are becoming much more successful or much better in a shorter amount of time that is needed. But think first of a train track. Train tracks, we have the fast track and the slow track. If a train goes on the fast track, then it goes very quickly. But if a train goes on the slow track, it will go very slowly. So it's sort of like we're saying that they have shot up. They have became famous very, very quickly. Not like the normal way bands get famous.
That's right. Their careers hit the fast track. Very quick success. And it sounds like they have a number of experiences there becoming in on the way to becoming famous. They have a number or they have numerous hit songs. You want to talk about some of those, Esther?
Hit songs are songs that are hits, or songs that are very popular and very famous. For example, a few of their hit songs are Mandy, Hello Beautiful, Hollywood, Games, and Burning Up. All these songs became hits or became very, very famous.
And it sounds like from the article that the Jonas Brothers performed at the White House, or they had a White House performance. The White House is where the United States president lives and does his work. A performance there at the White House? Do you know anything about that?
Well, in 2007, in April, they actually sang the national anthem, or America's country song, on the front lawn of the White House.
Wow. That is a pretty impressive success for some brothers who were under 20 years old. And apparently, after that, they've done a sold-out European tour. So that means that they traveled around Europe, and they had sell-out crowds each time, which means they sold all of the available tickets and packed the stadiums full of people. And they've also been involved in a TV movie. I don't know if you know anything about the TV movie.
I think they made a movie, and this was from one of their tours, and this TV movie was shown on the Disney Channel. But it says here that they have a TV movie under their belt. Now, this is a great idiom. If you have something under your belt, it means that you have achieved success at doing something that might be quite useful. For example, if you have gone to college and you have gotten your college degree, then you have a college education under your belt.
So they have a number of hit songs, they have a White House performance, they have a sellout European tour, and a TV movie all under their belts. Quite a success story. And it sounds like now they have even starred in their own Disney reality TV show, a reality show. What's a reality show?
Well, a reality show is a show that is like reality or is like real lives. So, for example, on a reality show, maybe The Survivor or The Amazing Race, people are acting as if it's happening in real life. So the name of the reality show they have is called The Jonas Brothers Living Out the Dream. And this was filmed when they were on tour for their album Living Out the Dream.
And it sounds like, you know, most people only dream of this kind of life. They're actually living this dream that most people only can imagine. But unlike many well-known pop stars, Our article says that this group is not your conventional boy band. And conventional is another word bank word, meaning typical boy band. So these guys are a little bit different than the norm.
We'll find out more later. Let's go to a skit now.
Hey guys, I have an idea.
Yeah? What is it?
Let's start our own band.
A band?
That's a great idea. We can play pop music. It will be fun.
Yes, let's get our music careers on the fast track.
A band.
There will be screaming crowds and sellout concerts.
We'll be rich. We'll be famous.
Hey, you two, slow down. Take things in stride.
Huh?
What?
Starting a band isn't easy. It takes time.
Maybe so, but I still think we should try.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be in a band.
Well, all right. Let's give it a try.
Yeah!
Great! So, what do we need to do first?
Well, maybe we should find some instruments to play.
Good idea!
That's the conventional way to start a band.
I want to play the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, I want to play the drums.
Okay. And I'll play the piano.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 take something in stride 这个成语。Stride 本来是指跨一大步的距离，但是 take something in stride 是指对某件事情安然处之。例如 ,even though many people criticized Sean's new novel, he seemed to take it in stride. 虽然很多人批评 Sean 的新的小说，他似乎对这些批评都能够处之泰然。接下来我们看的是 fast track, 这个名词片语。Track 是指轨道或路线，所以 fast track 是指快速成功之路，或者是平步青云之路。例如 ,an MBA degree offers a fast track to management positions. 企业管理硕士的学位提供提升到管理阶层的捷径。或者是 ,Peter feels that he's on a fast track to what he always dreamed of. Peter 感觉自己正走在完成一直以来的梦想的平步青云之路。最后我们看的是 conventional 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 convention, 习俗或惯例这个名词。所以形容词 conventional 是指一般的或平常的。例如 ,he's from a conventional Catholic family in Italy. 他来自于意大利的一个平凡的天主教的家庭。它的反义字是字首加上 un 变成 unconventional, 意思是指非常规的或者是不落俗套的。例如 ,an unconventional wedding, 一场不落俗套的婚礼。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
The Jonas Brothers. A look at the lives of pop music's hottest boy band. Swooning females, screaming crowds, and sellout concerts keep life exciting for the Jonas Brothers these days. Yet Kevin, 21, Joe, 19, and Nick, 16, seem to take their newfound fame in stride. A band of brothers. Though they've been famous for less than 3 years, the brothers have been performing for much longer. In fact, as little boys, they frequently gave concerts for their parents in the family basement. Before becoming the famous band they are today, each boy had already achieved individual success. Nick had appeared in 4 Broadway plays. Joe had also performed on stage, and Kevin had done commercials. But it wasn't until the 3 brothers signed with Hollywood Records in 2006 that their careers hit the fast track. Today, they have numerous hit songs, a White House performance, a sold-out European tour, and a TV movie under their belts. They've even starred in their own Disney reality show called The Jonas Brothers, Living the Dream. But unlike many well-known pop stars, this group is not your conventional boy band.
Friends, there's plenty more to learn about the Jonas Brothers, pop music's hottest boy band. Please come back and join us tomorrow as we continue to look into the lives of these three very talented young men. Until then, we have to say goodbye. So, have a great day, everyone.